231 on air. Anybody up? WSB-02, and we're monitoring. WSBU-202.
Whiskey Santa Foxtrot, 902-973, out there.
Whiskey Santa Foxtrot, 902-973, out there.
No response to 973. 902 monitoring.
WRTP-347, monitoring.
WSBU-202 saying good morning and monitoring.
WSHR-566 to WFSZ-793.
Yeah, come on, 566, WFSZ-793.
Yeah, Dave, I wanted to get on here and say happy birthday to you.
Yeah, Roger, I appreciate that. Thank you, sir. It is my birthday, I guess, and I slept in today. I figured, it's my birthday, sleep in, it's your birthday, sleep in. Hell with the rest of the world. So I'm just getting my stuff together here. What's happening over there?
Oh, not much. I'm going to see Sherman today for his birthday, so around... I think we're going to leave here around 12 o'clock, so not much, just doing that today.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I got a text from him. Happy birthday, and I plan on calling him here as soon as I clear my head out a little bit. Because instead of texting him, I'd rather call him and wish him a happy birthday, too, so... I'm going to give them a call here probably within another half hour or so. They're rising.
Yeah, copy that. Well, you got any plans for today or just hanging at home?
Just going to hang out at home. Going to have a lady friend come by and hang out on the back patio with sip Slurpees and reminisce about the old days, I suppose. Who knows? But that's the plan. She's supposed to be stopping by and we're going to sit out on the back patio and just, you know, sip on some Slurpees. And, well, I don't know about sipping on the Slurpees, but that's what we say. We say that all the time. But as for big time plans, nah, it's just another day for me there, okay?
Oh, yeah, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, my birthday's in August. August 25th is my birthday, so, yeah, I know what you're saying. Get up and eat there just another day.
Right.
Hey, you guys are coming over loud and clear over the Saginaw repeater, just FYI. Yeah,
happy
I
appreciate birthday,
that.
The dude. Yeah, we're connected.
Oh, they're opened up then.
We're four.
Okay, cool. Well, some, I don't know if they're all linked, but cool, at least they're over there then. Yeah, thanks for that. Thanks for that heads up. I know we're transmitting to the other side. But WSFZ 793 for ID. All right, Kev. Well, yeah, you're right. You know, back in, you know, years back, you know, a little bit of cake and people over and get to drinking and, you know, rabble rousing and beating each other up and all the other good stuff when you're drunk, you know. But we don't do that stuff no more. So we kind of gave up the alcohol there a long time ago. So now it's when it's my birthday. It's just another day. And anybody want to stop in, stop in. Anybody want to call or text and wish me, that's fine too. It's just, like I said, you know, it's nothing.
Yeah, give me that. Well, I'm going to let you go. It seems like the airway is finally open. I hope it stays open. I hope whoever's out there to put it on, I hope you leave it on. Have a good day, and I'll talk to you later, Sherman. I heard you out there. I'll probably give you a shout after you get done talking to Dave. WSHR 566 Clear Monitoring.
Hey, happy birthday to dude. WSCU 844. How we doing, buddy?
There he is. Long time no talk to, man. Doing all right. Happy birthday right back to you. How are you doing, sir?
WSTU 844. Heard you in there, Kevin. We'll talk to you soon. Doing great, Dave. How you doing today?
Well, so far I'm doing all right. Like I told Kevin, man, I woke up and I told myself, it's your birthday, man. Go on back to sleep. You know, get that little extra in. So I woke up about an hour ago or so. So I'm sitting here drinking coffee and, you know, trying to get my head together there. I was going to call you in a little bit. I just told Kevin, I got your text and I already planned on calling you today there and, you know, do a little birthday yap in there, okay?
Yeah, roger, roger.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, and Kelly wishes you a happy birthday. Yeah, you and a lady friend want to come up, let me know, give me a call, and give you directions. All we're doing is having pizza and pie and ice cream and pop and water, whatever. So, yeah, just let me know.
Yeah, roger that. Tell Kelly I said thank you, and thank you, too, for the offer. Appreciate that. I don't even know what's happening yet, if it's even gonna go or what. You know, she probably still, well, she'd be up maybe about this time. I don't know. I have to text her. But, I get it figured out as I go there, but I do appreciate the offer. So are you gonna have a crowd over there? I don't mean crowd, but you know what I mean.
No, just having close friends, a few family members, yeah, some people from our cottage. And, yeah, Kevin and his wife. So just thank you. Some good people, and yeah, we got room for a few more. So yeah, if you guys come on up, just let me know.
All right. Well, like, if I come there and I drink and get a buzz on and everything, will you let me pull wheelies on the new mower?
You're funny.
We'll get the old one going.
Yeah. No, we're not going to have any alcohol. It's just pop.
If somebody wants
them, if you want to bring some, fine. But, yeah, we're not providing, pop and water, pizza, and Dutch apple pie.
No, I just was trying to be funny. There was a time years ago when that would actually happen. You know, no, I haven't drank in years. I gave it up, and I haven't drank in years. I don't drink no more. The smell of it even makes me nauseous. You know, so no, I just wanted to mess around. You know, to get all wee-haw, and then hey, look, there's the mower. Who can pull the highest wheelie? Well, that's happened before at parties. They get the riding mower out, and anybody want to ride? Yeah, let's see who can ride the longest wheelie. Or and then the next day, you know, obviously the thing would be all tore up, and I'd have to, you know, be up to me to take it home and fix it and everything like that. Those were the days, though. Those were the days, I tell you there. But no, I was just making a funny there.
Yeah, copy that. That's good. I can hook up the trailer, put some grass in the back of it, and take it for a ride around the property, and even into the farmer's field. As long as they don't get stuck out there.
Yeah, back when I lived up north, I had my 4th of July parties. A good friend of mine, a couple miles out from me, he used to loan me his International Harvester 300 and a trailer, and we put hay on the trailer, and he let me take this 300 home. And I used to get the kiddies onto the trailer. That was the highlight of their stay. You know, they'd stay. My friends would stay for like 2-3 days. You know, we had big fireworks. I mean, real fireworks, no little pop pop bang bangs. And the people across the street, across the road there, their family used to come up, man, and bring lawn chairs and stuff with them and everything. And but my point being, yeah, my buddy used to loan me his International 300, and he had the trailer with the hay, and I used to drive the kids all up and down the roads there all day.
Oh, yeah, fun stuff. Yeah, I'm thinking about building maybe myself a hay wagon to put behind the John Deere for the fall or whenever. Pull my granddaughter around, or whoever wants to go behind there. Oh, Kelly too? Yeah, okay. But that's probably easy to do. Make a frame and get some wheels and stuff. Yeah, it's probably easy to do.
She's funny, man. I don't. Even that half, as partially awake as I am, I usually don't laugh. Usually you have to wait till I'm fully in before I start laughing about stuff. No, it wouldn't be hard to do. It wouldn't be hard to make. It's just, you know, I mean, if you really think, you it's just the only thing you should take into account is suspension. You know, as long as you don't use super hard tires that don't take air, you know, they're just big, hard tires. You know, I mean, pneumatic tires, you know, tires with tubes or that hold air, they're easier on the booty, I suppose. And maybe a little bit of suspension, but yeah, they're not hard to make. Kids love them, man.
I'll copy that. All right, buddy, I'm going to free up the airwaves, so we get other people that want to share this moment that we're enjoying right now to share it with us. So great to hear your voice. It's been a while. Happy birthday. Enjoy your day. And like I said, if you guys want to come up, just give me a call and I'll give you directions. So enjoy. And we'll talk to you later. WSGU 844 will be clear after final.
Yeah, Sherman, very good, man. Very good talking to you. Great, you know. It's been a long time. I've been wanting, I've been hoping some we get to talking somehow. I've been sitting in the morning wondering, waiting for you to come down to work when you hit the Mount Clemens repeater, but haven't heard anything. But dude, that's either here or there. Anyway, yeah, we'll talk to you in a little bit. Happy birthday again. And we'll, like I said, we'll get a call later either way around there. WSSZ 793, and I'm listening.
Roger, roger. Yeah, I was on vacation last week. So, you'll hear me start Monday morning. So, enjoy your day, buddy, and we'll talk at you later. WSCU 844, and happy birthday back at you.
Roger, roger. Thank you.
Good morning. Happy birthday, 793 WI and W329. Just waving a hand saying happy birthday.
Yeah, 329. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Wave my hand right back to you. You're sounding good through the repeater. And like I said, I appreciate that. WSZ 793, listening.
No problem. Enjoy your day. I'm still laying in the bed here. I guess I better get up. My voice is a little rusty. Set the radio on, but enjoy your day. Happy birthday to you. WINW329, we're back clear. Listening.
Station 329, Mr. Tim, it's good to hear your voice. It's been a while. And Station 793, Mr. Dave, happy birthday. This is WSIZ 817.
Good morning, G817. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. I'm out at the Saginaw County Animal Shelter. I'm walking dogs and helping clean out kennels and eating peanut butter and milk bones again. So I'm having a good morning. I heard the airways open up, and I wanted to wish Mr. Dave a happy birthday. I was down in Dearborn this week on Friday, and I was trying to contact the Mount Clemens repeater through the Detroit repeater, but I didn't make any contact. I wasn't listening too long, though.
I copy that. You should be able to make contact if you're in a mobile or even a handheld. I can hit the Detroit one from here where I'm at, and that's about 20 miles or so away. But, yeah, we're just in there for a minute so I can get up out of the bed here and try to get ready and see if I can take this dryness out of my voice. Just moving around here. Copy.
Yeah, copy that, Tim. You take care of yourself and have a fantastic day if I don't talk to you again. This is WSID 817. I am clear. I am monitoring. And once again, happy birthday, Dave. Happy birthday, Mr. Sherman.
I appreciate the contact. We'll talk to you again maybe a little later. Get moving around here. WRNW. 329, we're clear for now.
Hello, Mike. 817. Good to hear you on the airways again. They connected us to the other side. thanks for the birthday wishes. I appreciate it, man. Well, so what's happening over there? Oh, I know you're walking the dogs and doing all the other stuff that, you know, you know, it's greatly appreciated too on that end, you know, okay. Uh-oh. I think we've been disconnected from the other side again. WSSC 793, and I'm listening.
Station 793, I heard you. I was in the building.
WYWD,
I didn't want to try and answer you right away, but no, I heard you. All right, how you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, man. Waking up, and I heard you, Mike. Good morning to you. Just waking up, and well, I decided it's your birthday, man. Sleep in. So, like I said, woke up about 8, and I'm still drinking my coffee and pondering what I'm going to do today. They're okay.
Yeah, copy that. I'm taking care of some dogs this morning, and I think I'm going to foster a dog today. So I'm gonna do a meet and greet with one of the shelter dogs and my dogs and see if they get along. All right.
Oh wow, cool, cool. Like I said, man. In my book, though, it's appreciated what you're doing. You know, because I told you, man. I love dogs. I love cats. I love dogs. You know, when I hear news that you give me over there, good news, it affects me. So that's pretty smooth there. But I thank you for the birthday wishes, and it's been a while, man. It's been a while. I haven't heard you out there because you know we had a malfunction there going to the other side there, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. I think it was like a Thursday, the week before last, when I heard from you last. Yeah, I went camping last weekend. It was a good weekend. It was just me and my dogs. I took plenty of pictures, and I kept control of the dogs and didn't let them find any porcupines, so there was no injuries or anything. It was a good weekend. But yeah, I'm so happy to hear you guys over the radio. I've been calling out to some people and not hearing them, like Tim and Dave, of course, and yeah, it's good to hear you guys. I've got some more news. Let me break for a minute. If you remember Charlotte, the dog from the shelter that we took on the radio the other week, she got adopted, and she absolutely loves her new owner, and just she says. The owner says that Charlotte just wants to be touching her all the time, and they cuddle, and she's finally living the good life.
Yeah, Roger, that. Hey, I'm one to admit, it's got me a little emotional, because that was my next question I was going to ask you. That was just getting ready to ask you that question, if anybody's taking any interest in Charlotte. Oh, that's beautiful. That's good. That is great. And oh yeah, I'm pretty sure Charlotte probably wants to be snuggled up all the time and stuff. I mean, after so much, how long again in that cage, and you know, no humor, not continuous human interaction. You know how that works with dogs. But that's great news, Mike. That's great news, man.
Yep, copy that. We're all celebrating over here. I think she was here for over a year, and I'm curious to see how her eyes are doing, because they are so bloodshot and red from her being stressed out here, that we're all just waiting for her eyes to clear up to see how long that's going to take for her to calm down. And hopefully it doesn't take too long, so we're all just elated. And so now we're in the process of choosing the next dog that we're going to do next time.
Yeah, Roger. I said emotional, but no, that's the word I was looking for, elated. I'm elated. Oh, I am. That is so great. You know, that is so great. That's what I was going to ask you, too, if anybody took an interest in her. you know. I'm pretty sure by now, well, I don't know how long it's been, but that stuff should all clear up and everything. Once it gets back into the normal, I don't know if normal routine is the word I'm looking for, you know, living with a human and having human contact and no more having to sit in a cage and, you know, and everything and stressed out and stuff. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's all gonna be straight up there, okay?
Yep, copy that. So, Lori's been on too. She was on a little bit yesterday. Maybe she'll be on later tonight. But I got one of my other buddies signed up for GMRS. He should be getting his call sign on Tuesday. So I'm trying to get more voices out here.
If the guy is your friend, why would you subject him to the hell of trying to get a GMR license? I had to throw that in. Because new people I talk to on here, they tell me they're newbies. I said, yeah. I said, how much fun was it to get your license? And then I get to listen to the horror stories. But that's cool, man. You know, I hope they leave them connected. You know, I hope, you know, the idiots don't get out here and, you know, they go through that again and things like that there, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. So I hope they keep them open too. But no, I ended up doing all the paperwork for him. Like I did it for Lori and I did it for Ben. So I've been through the paperwork process 3 times. You know, once for myself, once for Lori, and one for Ben. And I'm telling you, it is enough to make me want to slam the keyboard. Trying to find the application for GMRS is such a nightmare. Oh my God, it was something, and I'm surprised. I've been through it twice before, and I did it last night, and it is such a pain. Oh my gosh, terrible.
God, it's only for 10 years. Yeah, he's right. It's only for 10 years, man. One of the things that really hurt me, that made me angry, is the password. You gotta have a uppercase letter, and then you gotta have characters, and it can't be no smaller than this and that, and and then once you figure out a password and it goes through, then you gotta try to remember that password, and you don't remember where you put the characters or anything. It's stupid. You can't just put a password in, like a regular password, and be done with it. But like I said, my friend was the first one to try it. He went crazy. He called the FCC, and they walked him through it. Then he came here, and, you know, it wasn't so hard for me. He just told me what to type in and everything. Then he had me call the FCC, and they were really nice people, really nice ladies. They walked me through it, and bang, bang, it was simple, okay?
Yeah, copy that. I don't have any problems like registering a new FRN. It's that second part where you have to find the GMRS application in order to log in with your new FRN and then find that application. I always struggle with that part, but I got it figured out eventually. But all right, well, I gotta go swap some more dogs, and I'm going to go do some walking, so I'll be monitoring and listening and whatnot, but I'll have to say 73 for now. I'll be back on later this afternoon, though, with Cassidy, the dog, so I will say take care for now. This is WSID 817, and I'm monitoring.
Yeah, very good, Mike. Good talking to you. Great talking to you. And very happy about Charlotte and everything. Very happy about it. Anyway, you take care. We don't talk later. You have yourself a very good day. I'm going to go find me some. I need to go find me some water or something. Now this coffee's starting to turtle up on me. Anyway, WSSZ 793, and I'm going to go find me some water. I'm out.
WRFK359, South End of 1-8, Robin, we'll be monitoring.
WIWB 489, WSZ 793.
No contact, station 489, WSZ 793, and I'm listening.
Go ahead, James. I'm just going to say hi and bye. I'll be back on the side here Monday.
Yeah, I heard you key up when the other mic keyed up and wanted to acknowledge you, and I figured I'd be back at you if that was done with him. But good morning to you, and hope you have yourself a good day, friend. And we'll talk to you later. Do your business at WSFZ 793, and I'm back listening.
All right, sir, Dave. We'll catch you later. This is WRWB 49. Will be standing by.
USBM 993 mobile and monitoring. WXHR 566 to WSBN 993. Good to hear you, Chad. Just wanted to say hello.
Morning, Kevin. How you doing today? Hope all is well. Appreciate the shout out there, my friend. We got them. They got them linked back up again. That's great. That's great. It's awesome. Hope you have a great one today and safe travels out there as you get on the road. WSBM 993.
Yep, nice talking to you too, Chad. Hopefully, pray that they leave it on. WSHR 566 clear monitoring.
WSBM 993, WSZ 793. I've got the CAD 993, WSZ 793, and I'm listening.
WSEU 202.
WSGH 922 monitoring.
Morning, 92. Long time no talk to WSEC 793.
Hey, you got that right. How you doing, Dave? Looks like we're linked back up, huh?
Yeah, so far everything seems to be okay. Got to say hello to a few of my people out there that haven't talked to in a while there. How have you been? What's happening?
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, doing well. Can't complain, nobody listens for sure.
Just playing a lot with the radios and stuff. So, other than that, same old thing on my end. What about you?
Yeah, you know, just about the same thing. Was doing some riggings, soldering up some riggings and stuff. I have a couple pieces of test gear here, and I wanted to make some different riggings for it to test other things that I don't have the cords for. So I was rigging, making some riggings here, and this and that. And, today's my birthday, and I got some people coming over, and they're going to sit out in the patio, and it's kind of cool out. I hope it gets a little warmer, but that's about it. Whatever, and like I tell people, whatever the rest of the day brings me there, go ahead.
Well, good deal. I'm glad today's your birthday. Well, happy birthday, Dave, and my significant other here wants to say hello.
Happy birthday, Dave. Hope you have a wonderful day. It's going to be beautiful out.
Well, thank you so much. I don't even know if I know. What is your significant other's name?
Puddin' Payne. Ask me again, I'll tell you the same. No, it's Jennifer.
Wait for the sure.
Guy behind you now, man. She'd be standing behind you with one of them cast iron fry pans in the hand there. Anyway, yeah, I wanted to personalize this a little bit there. Thank you, Jennifer, for the birthday wishes. I really appreciate it. Yeah, I hope it's going to turn out to be a good day out there. Like I said, it seems like it is. It just will warm up just a tad. A few more degrees would be great there. But, yeah, that's all that's happening over there. I don't know, Greg, man. You might want to sleep with one eye open now.
Yeah, she's a good girl. I don't know. I got a knife in the drawer for her, so she hasn't grabbed that yet. So far, so good.
I'd be worried she gets hold of that knife, man. What was that, a long time ago? That woman who cut off the package of her... Lorena Bobbitt, man. You better... just make sure she don't pull Lorena Bobbitt on you there, go ahead.
Roger on that. Yeah, she's laughing. Yeah, she's good. I gotta keep her for sure. All right, Dave. We'll talk to you later. Good hearing you out there. I didn't know we were linked up, so I just threw my call out. Good to hear we're linked up again, so we'll talk to you later, but WSGH-922 will be clear.
All right, Greg. You and Jennifer have a wonderful day out there. Whatever comes your way, just hope it's wonderful there. And don't talk to you later, you know, when you have a wonderful day. You sound great. Sounding great through the repeater. No noise, no nothing. Everything clean. So, and we'll speak on you. WSZ 793, and I'm listening.
WRFK359. Happy birthday, Davey. How old are you now, man?
Let me look here. Oh, no, I got to count. Let's see. One, two. Take away the 9 and equal square of 5. Let's see, no, equals, no, pi equals square. Take away the 9. That brings me up to 16 years old.
6. Nah. How old are you?
16.
16, and I want somebody to buy me a mini bike for my birthday. No, I roll up 63 here.
Boy, you're a youngin'. Yeah, this July 20th, I turned 70.
Yeah, well, I look at it in a weird way. I tell myself today, I say, well, another year alive. Can we go through another year again? You know, I made it through 63 years, man. Still alive, so let's see what happens if I make it to 64. I know it's kind of dumb or whatever the word I'm looking for, but that's the way I look at it. I just tell myself, well, there, I'm 63, so I made it another year there, okay?
Now, just learn that song while I'm 64 by Al McCartney. You do, I was going to play it one time, but my birthday, I plumb forgot it, so. Oh, well, happy birthday to you. I hope you will live a long life. Not too long, because you run out of numbers, but... alright, I gotta wake up here. I woke up about an hour ago. So, 73 Julia, happy birthday to you. WRFA 359, Robert, north end of Wyandotte. We'll be clear on your final.
Hey, Robert, no problem, man. I always recognize your voice. I got you on the log here. Oh, I got my phone ringing, too. Hey, thank you. I appreciate it. I got to get to this phone call. Talk to you later. WSOZ 793. I'm off of the phone.
Yeah, we'll answer that landline. Shut down the repeater again.
WRK 359. Get the Z793. Contact 359. WSOZ 793, listen.
WRNW 329. Listen.
WRTT 347. Monitoring.
WSFZ 793. Back monitoring.
I have to program her up with a little bit better weather forecast.
Why, is she off?
No, I just don't like hearing 58 degrees in June.
All right, I get that. Yeah, program her up so she says, temperature outside is 80 or something. Give everybody some hope.
I'll tell you what, I'll get on that. Tomorrow, I'll have her saying 80.
Yeah, right. Like I said, it'll give everybody some hope. Yeah, now I understand what you were saying, but yeah, that gives everybody some hope.
Yeah, I was listening to two of them. They both went off at the exact same time. They both said 58 degrees, and I just thought, shook my head and said, man, I got grass to cut. I guess 58 ain't bad for cutting grass, pounds down.
No, if you're running a hand mower, after a couple strips, you know, you'll warm up, Ed. You'll be glad, you probably end up being glad it's 58 out instead of 80.
I got a rider, so it's not too strenuous, but still, when it gets real hot, it seems like the pollen really bugs me much more. Even though the pollen, I think, is up right now, at least that's what my wife says, seems to bother me more when it gets hot. So, all right, anyhow, I just heard that. Shook my head. Another unseasonably cool weekend. I'll wish you a happy birthday and then go back to monitoring. WRUU 850 after yours.
Yeah, Sean, I appreciate it. Thank you. That's still the same thing. If he's out there mowing on the rider, you know, the pollen be down because of 58 degrees. You'd be happy. It's 58 instead of 80, I suppose. I don't know. It's every way you look at it. Anyway, man, you have yourself a good day no matter what, and I appreciate the happy birthday. Thank you. WSFZ 793, and I'm listening.
WSHR 566 to WSGU 844. You out there?
Node 7-1-0 connected to node 7-0-0.
WSFZ 793, and I'm back listening.
What are you listening to, WSGU 844?
I don't know, man. I've been listening to all the riffraff out on the patio and coming here and sat down, I was listening to the two-way there, and the sound of silence. Put you to sleep there, Roger.
That's a kick-ass song. Oh, I'm sorry, a kick-butt song. I haven't had anything to drink yet, but...
Hi, Dave.
Hello, right there.
Hey, Dave, it's Kevin.
Yeah, that is a beautiful song. That is. I love that song. There's quite a few Simon and Garfunkel tunes that I could listen to today over and over again. Yeah, but it's Sound of Silence. That's a beautiful song. You're right.
Hey, Dave, it's Kevin.
I like the third version better.
Hey, Kevin. I got somebody else in there saying stuff to me. I don't know if it's on your end, if they're talking through your stuff, Sherman's or what, but hey, what's happening? Sound like y'all having a good time over there.
Yeah, I just got back from washing the truck and washing one of the... granddaughter's play toys, and they just pulled in onto the drive.
Yeah, Roger that. I was going to ask you if the party started yet.
No, not till 3 o'clock. But like I said, these guys, we're going to come over between on 1 and 2.
Oh, okay. Well, at least, I hope you guys have a good time over there. Hold on a second. Yeah. Oh, thanks. 902 comes through the door. WSFT 902 is in the room. In the house, man. So let me put it on you in a minute, Sherman. We'll deal with 902 over here, man. But happy birthday again, and hope the party goes good if I don't get back in here. WSSZ 793, and I'm in the house with 902.
Hey, hello, 902 Frank. Hey, you guys enjoy WSCU and WSHR 566 will be clear and monitoring.
WSCU 202, good afternoon, everybody. We're waving.
SBM 993 Mobile, Saginaw County Monitoring.
WSIJ 829 listening.
SBM 993 Mobile Monitoring.
Hello, 993. WSOZ 793.
Hear that, Dave. Happy birthday again. Going pretty good. How you doing?
Doing all right. Listen. I don't know if you can hear that, but I got WSFT 902 over here. He's playing on my guitar while I'm sitting here talking to you.
Playing on the guitar? 902?
Yeah, I don't know if you can hear it. Let me... Can you hear that?
Hear it a little bit. I don't know if I know 902, though.
902 is Frank. We started in this together. It was both of us who wanted to get into this, so... you know, we go back since childhood and stuff, and... He happened to pop in today since it's my birthday, Roger.
Roger that. Yeah, beautiful day out today. Hope you're enjoying it. Have some cocktails and some barbecue on the grill, and you'd be good to go. Anyhow, they got them linked up. I hope they keep them on for a while.
Yeah, roger that. All right, very good, man. I'm going to get back to my company and, just do what I do today there. Good talking to you, though. I'm glad they linked it all up again, and we'll see how long it stays. But it's great talking to you. You sound good through the repeater as usual, man, loud and proud. You always do. So, anyway, I'll catch you later, my friend. WSFZ 793, and I'm listening.
Roger that, my friend. You take care. Likewise. Enjoy your birthday. WSBM 993 Mobile, cleared and monitoring Saginaw County.
This is WSID 817. I'm home. I'm fostering another dog, and I'm monitoring.
I don't know you, but welcome home, and glad to have you on the air. WSIJ 839.
Yeah, copy that, 839. It's too much to go to the shelter and just walk them without taking as many at home as I possibly can. My heart can handle so many more, but I think there are some limitations. I think I'm limited to three, so I'll be at my limit if I keep this one.
A man after my own heart.
Hey, 817, you still in there?
You know what, Dave? Go ahead.
Yeah, roger. I got to throw WSFZ 793 in for ID. What kind of dog did you snatch?
I don't know how old she is. I'm going to guess maybe five or two. Well, let's look at her teeth. Her teeth are really good look over. She seems to be pretty clean teeth. I'm going to say 5 years old, female, white, Staffordshire Terrier with a black spot on her back and her butt. But she's mostly all white.
Oh, wow, cool. I love them dogs. I do. I love them dogs. I know I said out here that I'm a big fan of the underdog, which is the Chihuahuas, but like you know, I love any dog, and that's got to be a pretty dog. Great. Congratulations.
Yeah, copy that. I have a soft spot for the Chihuahuas, too. My sister has long-haired Chihuahuas, and then Station 305, Lori, she's got, like, four Chihuahuas. And, I love them, but you can pick them up. They're very easy to pick up, but, you can't hug them because they're so small. You need a bigger dog to take up more space to get a good hug in. So I've got, if I end up adopting, her name's Cassidy. So things are going pretty good. I'm still, I just got home, so it's been less than an hour. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, okay, roger that. Yeah, I just wanted to get in there. I got 902 over here rigging up my guitar amps and everything and stuff. And I figured I heard you out there, and I wanted to get in there and find out what dog it was and everything there. And I hope it goes good. I hope everything works out. It'll be great. You're a great person, man. I've said it a million times. I don't care to say it again, man. Anybody who does the dogs like you do, man, is a wonderful person. All right, let me get back to you. I'm going to find out, see if he's going to blow my amplifiers up or what's happening here. WSFZ 7. Anyway, WSFZ 793, I'll talk to you in a bit.
copy that. Hopefully the repeaters are still on in the morning. But, again, happy birthday. And, yeah, thank you so much for the praises. I do the best that I can, but, you know, I'm far from perfect and always a work in progress. So have a happy birthday. I hope you really enjoy your company. And this is WSID. I am clear and monitoring. WSID 817. I think I forgot to see the numbers. Clear and monitoring. That good, eh?
Yeah. The old Marshall amp is hooked back up and sounding good. I ain't used it in a long time, but that's not the thing, man. My head is spinning over here. I got people running in here and moving these things around, and 902 in here hooking up my amplifier, and phone keeps going off with birthday wishes. It's all right, man, but it's a little overwhelming there, Roger.
All right, well, hang in there. Happy birthday. WRUT 798.
Hey, 798, I appreciate it. Let me see if I have you on my lawn? What'd you say? It's WRUT 798? You're supposed to be here. I got so many people on my log. In fact, 902, man, I had my log up on the TV screen. He had to take a picture of it. He's all freaking out. Jesus Christ, look at all these people. Yeah, well, I don't think I have you on here.
No, I don't think you do either. Your name's Craig.
Hey, Greg. Good to meet you. Let me, first person over here is Dave. Delta Alpha Victor Echo. I'm here in Warren. Went to the Mount Clemens repeater. Let me get some numbers one more time, please.
WRUT 798.
Yeah, Roger. You say your first name is Greg?
Yep, Greg.
Yeah, Greg. Like I said, it's good to meet you, my friend. And where are you located at?
I am currently at 23 Mile at Road in Hayes, coming into the Mount Clemens repeater, but my antenna is currently folded down, so that might be why it don't sound great.
Oh, no, it's just the opposite. You're coming in full quiet, nothing but you through the repeater. No noise, no hash, no driving noise, no nothing. I mean, it's all you right here.
All right. Well, very good. I'm rolling now. I was just picking up some food at the Culver's.
Yeah, Roger. Well, I can't even tell you're rolling. Usually when somebody's in a mobile rolling, you get that little, you know, you can tell they're rolling. You get the little smack noises as they roll. Nothing for you. It's like you're on a base station just sitting still there, okay?
Yeah, my mobile usually does pretty good. I'm going to be heading behind a building here shortly, so that'll probably affect it a little bit, but very good. All right, well, I'm going to make my way home. You have yourself a good birthday. Nice chatting with you. And I'm clear, WRUT 798.
Yeah, Greg, same here, man. Good to meet you, my friend, and nice chatting with you. I'm going to throw you up on my log. All right, we'll talk to you later. WSOZ 793, and I'm monitoring.
Hey, birthday boy, don't run off too fast.
WRCY 565 sending along good wishes for you today on this beautiful day.
Hey, Donald, what's happening? I got you on my log, 565, Donald, correct?
Absolutely correct, sir. You got a nice day for your birthday, and I hear you got some friends over and other radio people, so I won't keep you so your house doesn't get totally blown up, but I just thought I'd jump in there real quick and wish you a happy birthday and a wonderful day.
Yeah, all right, man. You had everybody laughing over here. I don't think it's going to blow up, but it's going to come close. Anyway, thanks, man. I appreciate the birthday wishes, man. You're sounding good through the repeater, and I hope you have yourself a good day just as well. We'll talk to you later, my friend. WSSV 793, and I'm monitoring.
Enjoy the day. WRCY 565, we're clear.
WSOC on the patio on the handheld monitoring. Hey, is anybody out there telling me if the chief is working?
Dave, I got you. WRCY 565.
Yeah, it's 565. I heard somebody say something, but they were just too messy. It was too messy to read them. This thing working?
Yeah, Peter's working. I don't know about the operator. He might be celebrating a little too much.
I don't know, man. I ain't gonna touch that. Yeah, I'm out on the back porch with my bobbling handle. I just wanted to see if I'm getting through the repeater.
You got good sounding equipment. You got nothing to worry about. WRCY 565.
Yeah, 565. I appreciate it, man. I really do. You're sounding good yourself, to the repeater while I'm at it here. Yeah, I thought I was going to have a birthday to spend it at home and in the house and, you know, by my up. And now I got a crowd out here.
so I had to come out and make an appearance, but it's fine. Everybody go do something like this.
Okay, as you move around, you cut out a little bit, so hold steady and your signal will be strong.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, I kind of figured that when you said that, I was swinging a little bit while you were talking, all of a sudden you cut out, and like that's some dead spot on the porch here or something. But I hope I got it on the right spot. Anyway, the 565, like I said, appreciate the radio check. You have yourself a wonderful day. WSFZ 793, and I'm monitoring.
WRCY 565 is clear. Do I hear Donald swimming? Yeah, you hear me, but I'm usually sandbagging more than anything else.
I'm sitting out here at Soda Creek. My brother-in-law's stepdaughter's having her birthday, so we're just out here burning some hot dogs, having a good old time. WRFX 966.
Well, enjoy the afternoon. Like I said, I'm sandbagging on the couch. Catch up with you later. WRCY 565, clear.
Good afternoon, Kurt. My buddy 448 up there. You got a ride on this ride there?
Copy that. How are you? You heard talking just a few minutes ago. I'm out here touching around in my truck, putting in a new organizer. And wanted to say hello, see how you been, man. I know I've been hit or miss on the radio.
Yeah, Roger that. All right, but doing all right. I got a bit of a birthday party going over here. I didn't think was going to happen. Well, it looked like the whole damn world showed up, man. I got a yard full over here, and of course, since it's my birthday and they're here for me, I had to come out and make an appearance there, Roger.
Copy that. Yeah, I called that a bit ago, and I don't mean to keep you from your party, and I'll take a moment to wish you a very happy birthday. It looks like a nice enough day. But yeah, we're going again soon. This is WRTV 448, Coast Reverend Township, Port Freedom, here on your final.
Yeah, Roger that, Kurt. Well, it's greatly appreciated, man. Appreciate the birthday wishes and everything there. I hope you're doing good. Sound like you're doing good. You're sounding good, too. And it's great talking to you. I get in the house. Time. Hopefully I can get on my rig and speak on you there. I haven't talked to you in quite a while. Anyway, you take care and you have yourself a good rest of the day. WSOZ 793, and I'm monitoring.
WSID 817, I'm monitoring.
I'm just going to wave a hello at you, Mike. Let you know I'm on the back porch on my bow thing on my handheld. WSOC 793.
What's up? I'm probably on the exact same radio. I'm in my garage. I am acclimating the dogs together, and I just got back from a walk with the three of them. They behaved nicely, and we're in the garage. I'm feeding snacks, and we're just kind of learning to relax a little bit. So, yep, have a fantastic evening. Enjoy your party. This is WSID 817. I'm clear and monitoring on your final.
Yeah, Roger that. I appreciate it, man. Good stuff. Good stuff with them dogs, man. It's just, like I said, I know I shouldn't keep saying and saying and saying it, but it's amazing with you, what you do with them dogs. That's cool, man. The walk went good and everything, so it sounds like you're having a good day. All right, I'll talk to you later, my friend. WSFZ 793, and I'm monitoring.
FBM 993 Mobile, Saginaw County, monitoring.
Hello, Chad, 992, WSFZ 793.
793, hello to you, 993 here.
Yeah, Roger, good afternoon to you. I'm out here on the back porch with my handheld, celebrating the birthday and all the other stuff. I just wanted to wave a hand to you, man, tell you you're sounding good as usual through the repeater there, okay?
Hey, Roger, sounding really good over this way as well. You must be on the HP, I'm assuming. It's sounding really good, man. Hope that you're enjoying your birthday today with all your friends and family and relatives, and hope it's going good for you, my friend, as always. WSBM 993.
Yeah, Roger, get up here. I appreciate it. All right, my friend. We'll holler at you later. You take care. You have yourself a good rest of the day if I don't talk to you. WSFZ 793, I'm monitoring.
WSBU 202 and we're mobile.
Good evening to you, Frank. 202, WSBM 993, copy.
Good evening to you. This is Scott on this end.
Sorry, Scott, I apologize. 202, is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. WSBU 202.
Copy that, Scott. Sounding pretty good out this way, here on the Saginaw repeater, WSBM 993.
Yeah, there you go. It all sounds good down here in Roseville, that's for sure.
Well, hopefully you're having a good evening, enjoying the nice weather and all that good stuff. You take care and have yourself a good Sunday, and just wanted to jump in there and acknowledge your call. And you have yourself a good one there, Scott. Name is Chad, by the way. You have yourself a good rest of your day there, WSBM 993.
Yep, all right, Chad. Yeah, we talked to you before. Yeah, I got to get my truck all ready for tomorrow's job. Well, there you go. You know, it's getting nice out there. WSBU 202, and we're clear.
That's what I say too.
WSRV-793, monitoring.
Yeah, how's that birthday party going? Did you get your sound equipment blown up yet, or what? This is WSID-817.
Yeah, hello, Mike. Yeah, the party's going good, man. Party's going great. I'm out here on the deck with my Baofeng handheld and getting into the festivities here. Nope, she didn't blow up, man. We fired her up, man. You know, I got a number on my guitar, man. I turned it up and they tried to get away from me, and I forget, you know, sometimes. But, everything sounded like it should there. Roger?
Yeah, copy that. I've been listening in, you know, off and on. I've got my hands full with these dogs right now, but the new dog Cassidy is like wrestling with my Ducky. They've been, I don't know, rolling around in the grass for a good 30 minutes now. I bet you they'll sleep great tonight.
Yeah, Roger that. So they're all getting along good then?
Yeah, copy that. They're doing really good. Cassidy is really good with Neo. She's not pushing him too hard to play or anything. He just kind of needs to be left alone. But Ducky's the one that needs all the attention, and you know, they've been getting along really good. So I've got no complaints. I'm looking forward to seeing how the rest of the week is going to go.
That's excellent news. Excellent. That's good news to hear. I'd be a little bit interested too. How the week goes. Interested too. I don't know why, but I am. I hope it all goes good there. I think it'll.
Yeah, I hope it does too. Cassidy's just been rolling in the grass over and over again. She just she hasn't been on grass in a while because they have like wood chip yards there. They're just loving it. So we're sitting in the shade. We're rolling around in the grass and probably gonna have some dinner here soon. And we're having a great time. The sun is out, and I couldn't be happier, man.
Yeah, Roger that. Me and you are having the same day. Me and you got to be having the same day. I couldn't be happier today. Usually I'm a grumpy old man, but with the tension and everybody and the love everybody showed today, man, I don't know. You know how that stuff works. But I'm really happy to hear the dogs are working out. Of course she's going to roll in the grass, man. She's probably in heaven right now. You know, freedom. And hopefully it all goes well, man. Goes well and you make the decision there. Anyway, I'll put it on you a little bit. Activities and everything and stuff. I just was taking a break. I wanted to see if this thing was working and doing what it's got to do. Sounding good too, by the way. You sound really good. WSOZ 793, and I'll clear after your final one, man.
WIUG 48, copy. Sounding good, Randall. Good at all.
Copy that. I'm coming in and out, reception where I am.
Now a little bit
bit better. I don't know what you did, but now a little bit better.
See that. Well, if they get out on the road in the open, it'll be fine. All right, Jet. Sound good. You're back to me. WRGS 218. We're going to be staying in my area for your final.
You take care and have a good day. And don't work too hard. WIUG 48.
Hello 488. Hello Jack. FSSV 793.
Hello Dave. Happy birthday, by the way. I heard you have a birthday, so I'm just saying happy birthday. I hope your birthday is good. Get a couple of beer, drink a couple of beer, and that's about it.
Yeah, well, we just all drank a hogshead full of potent booze over here. Now we got the riding mower out, and we're having a contest so that we can get the longest wheelie on if they're okay.
Good. Anyhow, yeah, have fun. You take care. I know your birthday, so that's why I said happy birthday. Roger.
Yeah, Roger, Dad. I got everybody laughing here. I'm only kidding. That's a great party, though. I'm having a great time. That's 902 with WSFC 902 here in the background. Man. All right, Jack, thanks for the birthday wishes. I greatly appreciate it. You're sounding great. It's always good to talk to you, my friend. I just wanted to sneak in there, say hello to you. We'll talk to you later. WSFC 793, and I'm listening.
Dave, happy birthday again. You take care. Go have fun. That's a birthday. That's the main thing. Take care. WIUG 48.
Roger, Roger.
Yeah, CS 218. Happy birthday to you, Dave.
Yeah, Roger, I appreciate that. Show you. I didn't get the numbers, man. You're a little rough at the repeater there, okay?
With our new back mount, Roger.
Yeah, Roger, that. Is that 218?
Roger, that. I'm in a bad spot there in the mobile, Roger.
Yeah, all right, 218. Yeah, now you're coming in. Now you're starting to come in again. You were, yeah, I hate telling people that, man, but you were really rough. I heard you say happy birthday and a few things, but I didn't get it. But now you're starting to come through there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that.
Yeah, all right, very good, man. Like I said, appreciate the birthday wishes. Drive safe out there, and you have yourself a good rest of the day. I'm going to get back to my party here. I don't know what's happening, but looks like we're going to do something here. Anyway, I'll talk to you later, my friend, WSSV 793, and I'm listening. Well, the party's broke up. Everybody's rolling. I'm back in here on my base. WSSV 793. Listening.
Did you have a game of pin the tail on the donkey?
Nah, we all, as I said earlier, we all drank a hogshead full of potent booze. We had a contest who can, with the riding lawnmower, who can ride the longest wheelie. No, I'm just kidding.
Nah, no pun to fail on the donkey, man. I'm kind of depressed about that.
Yeah, we did pin the tail on a donkey at my birthday party. It hurt my butt, though, so not sure we're going to do it next year.
Oh. Yeah, okay, thanks for the heads up. My birthday, if I have a birthday party next year and somebody should just pin the tail on a donkey, no, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, that thumbtack in your behind, it's not the best. All right, anyhow, glad you had a good time. Back to dinner. WRU 850.
Yeah, roger that, Sean. Hey, before you go, if I could ask you, what are we having for dinner?
My wife wanted Italian, so we went to her favorite, Firenze's. And got her gnocchi. I wasn't feeling pasta, so I went across the street and got Boss.
All right, talk to you later.
902.
Huh? Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm all right, man. Thanks for everything.
That was 902. That was WSFC 902. You sound he's leaving.
I love Italian, and I love Firenze's. I just want to tell you that. I know you're eating, and I don't want to make you keep keying up. I'm just saying, I love Italian and I love Firenze's. I eat that. We get Firenze's often, especially their Italian stuff's really good. All right, very good, Sean. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you, you know, after, you know, maybe sometime later, or whatever the case, when you're not eating. WSFZ 793, and I'm listening.
Oh, yeah, no, it's a favorite. I agree. And that Lebanese across the street at Boss is outstanding, too. All right, catch you later. BRU 850.
Roger, roger.
Bofang, whatever, is not making it through the repeater very well, but I heard you say something about Bofang radio.
I said next year maybe a pinata full of Bofang.
You guys are so creative, man. Well, y'all come up with this creative stuff. You know, that wouldn't be a bad idea, though, pinata full of Bofang radios. And problem is, have to put a cushion or something on the ground underneath it, because if they all come, as heavy as they are, they all come falling out and hitting the ground, it'd be a mess.
Just thought I'd add my ideas to WISL 946 ground.
Yeah, right, 946. Well, it was a good idea. Sean had a good idea on that pin the tail on the donkey fit and got you in here pinata full of foul things. That's a hell of a good one, though. That made me laugh. Anyway, have yourself a good day, my friend. WSFZ 793, and I'm listening.
Thank you, sir. WSFZ 943. Probably at QX2-659.
Yeah, Foxtrot 902. 973, out there.
Hello, 902. What's up? WSWQ793.
Not much. Just got back to the homestead. Got the dog out. Got the UPS package in the house, so we're all good. So I was just checking in with you. Happy birthday. Hey, that was good. So, have a good day. I think I'm going to kick on some idiot box here and keep my feet up and relax. Get ready to jump into the grind tomorrow. So, if you get bored, you want to give me a holler. If not, I'll be monitoring, and I'll talk to you when I talk to you, brother.
Yeah, Roger that, man. I appreciate you being here, and I appreciate all you did here. Everything is all appreciated, man. Thanks for calling me. You know, hooking me up and getting some stuff together. I got the Godfather on YouTube, but you know, I've seen the movie about a million times. I'm going to watch it anyway. So we'll talk to you later, my friend.
WSHR 566 to WSGU 844. You got yours on? WSHR 566 to WSGU 844. You out there? No copy on WSGU 844. WSHR 56 clear monitoring. WSGU 844 from WSHR 566 to WSGU 844. Are you out there? WSHR 566 to WSZ 93. You out there, Dave?
WSFZ 793, and I'm back monitoring.
Whiskey Sam, Foxtrot, 902. 973, out there? Whiskey Sam, Foxtrot, 902. Sir Dave,
973 out there. No response, 973. 902 monitoring.
Real good. Well, you know, we're doing okay. So,
again, and hopefully conditions will, I'm sure will be good this summer for sure. That's definitely a good time for this kind of trouble action here. So always good to talk to you, Jack. Have a great evening and a good week coming up. We'll talk again. WSAI 47 Cleveland, be clear.
Roger, Dan, good to hear you out there and good talking to you, really. And if I see the lights comes on at night, I will take a picture just like a lifetime. You take care and you have a good evening. We'll talk again on the same one probably. Oh, and I'll be on FBI anyhow, you know that where I am. Just give me a shout. I will answer back. KF.
WIUG 48. WSFZ 793. I just want to sneak in there real quick. Say good evening to you, Jack, and good evening to the gentleman out in Cleveland there. That's it. I just want to say good evening to y'all there. Hope everything is going good for y'all out there. WSFZ 793 monitoring.
Hi, Dave. Thanks again. And again, happy birthday. Take care. We'll talk tomorrow or something like that. WIUG 48.
Roger that, Jack. While I'm at it, WSFP 902 from WSFZ 793, you around? I guess not. No contact, station 902, WSFZ 793, and I'm listening. WSGV 54 from WSFZ 793, you around, Ed? Hey Roger, that's you, a little rough through the repeater. I really didn't catch any of that. Sorry to say it there, okay. It ain't no big thing. I just wanted to see if it was possible to talk to you on the radio. Just for the heck of it, I'm just messing around over here. But anyway, WSFZ 793, I'll be listening. WRUG 488, WSFZ 793, are you still in there, Jack? I guess not. No contact station 488, WSFZ 793, listening.
WRFX 966, standing by.
966, WSFZ 793. Can you tell me if this thing is working?
Loud and clear. Just a little bit of analog noise in the background. Nothing to worry about.
Okay, Roger that. I appreciate it. My friend told me that when I was talking to him earlier on here, he told me I was ashy and stuff. And, the tray behind me with my antenna on it, I set some stuff on there, and I figured it must have been interfering with my antenna. So, but he's not out here to give me a radio check there, Roger.
Well, I'm on a Mount Clemens repeater, and like I said, you're loud and clear. Absolutely nothing to worry about.
Yeah, Roger, that's what I'm going through is Mount Clemens repeater. Anyway, my caller is a Whiskey Sierra Foxtrot Zulu 793.
My first personal is Dave over here, Delta Alpha Victor Echo. I'm over here in Warren. Appreciate the radio tech. You're sounding good too yourself. Clean, no noise, no nothing. Just all you there, Roger.
Well, I got my Anytone 778 down in the basement with my antenna over the roof. So, yeah, hitting anything around here I don't have a problem with. Personal here is Brian. Call is WRFX966. I hear you out there all the time. I just don't talk that much because... My mom always told me, if I have nothing good to say, don't say nothing at all. Roger?
Yeah, Roger that, Brian. Well, good to meet you, my friend. I understand the mother part. And, you know, Mama told me not to come, so... And when Mama speaks, people listen to Roger.
I always blame my parents for the decent person I turned out to be, but, I listen more than I talk, but, you know, you get busy, you don't get, and I don't get a chance to sit around that often. I just happen to be jumping around frequencies.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, you said you hear me out here talking all the time, so... You kind of got an idea who I am. Yeah, I'm a talker. I like to talk. Sometimes I get a little long-winded. The radio gets hot, and I got to ease up a little bit on that stuff. But I was hoping to find out if I took care of the problem. If you say it's loud and clean through there, then I'm back in business. excuse me. Come on. Water down the wrong tube. I had some stuff on my tray by my antenna, and I figured, well, it must be interfering with it, so I took all the stuff off there. But, anyway, I appreciate the radio check. Like I said, you're sounding good through the repeater. Really good, and, great to meet you. Good to meet you, my friend. I'm going to go ahead and listen in and listen to the darkness out there. You're about the first sign of life after Jack beat up out there. You're about the first sign of life out there. We'll talk to you later, WSFZ 793, and I'm listening.
Okay, Dave, good to meet your acquaintance. Like I said, I listen more than I talk, so I've been around. You say Jack was out here shortly or a long time ago?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, there he is. All right. Very good. I'll let you guys at it. WSOZ 793 listening.
WIUG 488 from WRFX 966.
Well, hello, Brian. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, I'm nice and relaxed. We had a family birthday, a gathering out at Stony Creek for my brother-in-law's kid. She's an adult, but they still do the get-together. Just sat out there and enjoyed the sunshine and had no worries. I'm just, doing my thing on my computer, checking email, playing my stupid game that I play. Excuse me. I'm getting ready for bed, Roger.
Yeah, Roger, that. Yeah, I know. It was a good day. I was outside. I didn't see him outside about 2 hours ago. So, then they said the northern lights would be on tonight. I just went out there and looked. There was no northern lights at all.
I don't know how strong you're going to be, but... Jim, I forget his call sign, from East Point said that, around him, he was probably not going to see him because there was too much light pollution. So
you're a little farther north, a little bit darker than we are. Maybe you'll see something.
Probably. Yeah, I'm getting ready to go to bed too in maybe 15, 20 minutes. I figure out, you know, I don't see who's out there. I was just talking to Cleveland, and that's what he said, the Northern Light would be out tonight. So even the Hazel Park said it too.
Yeah, it's very rare that I get to see them down so far close, being so close to Detroit down here, but I know I've been up north and we've driven out on four-wheelers out by the farmer's field so we could see the horizon, and we've seen them up there pretty good. But, you know, up there it gets blacker than black because there's, like, hardly any lights around. Roger.
Yeah, you're right about that. I ran into those years and years. When it gets black, that's it. You stay where you're at. You cannot go nowhere. And you know what? I don't know why, because it's all open. That's why. No lights at all.
Well, we usually go out and see the deers while they're eating the farmer's corn plants. But, yeah. Okay, Jack. It's been a couple days since I said hello, so I figured I'd say hello.
You know that any time, Brian. We'll talk tomorrow morning with that GM.
Well, if they don't have me working too hard, I'll be listening. All right, Jack 73s, I will talk to you later. WRFX, I'll be clear on your final.
Hi, Brian. Good talking to you. Take care. WRUZ, Wade 8.